Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, Northern Hemisphere equity markets had a generally positive session overnight. European markets in particular moved nicely higher. The Spanish and Italian markets, for example, were up by around 1.8%. The German market was closed for a public holiday. The FTSE was up by around 1.5%. So in broad terms, whilst there are any number of issues at present that are quite the focus when it comes to media coverage, the reality of what investors are focused on most closely at present, the continuing process of economies around the world reopening as they recover from the COVID-19 crisis. So to that end, we're in the first week of the month, obviously, and that is marked by the release of manufacturing figures globally. And over the course of the last couple of days, there have been some encouraging numbers. The numbers out of China at the weekend particularly were a big talking point in the last day, an indication that with activity having bottomed out in March, that we've seen incremental improvements in the months hence. The numbers for May are better than April. It's important to note that they are still at very low or depressed levels compared to what we've seen in recent history. But it's that rate of change from the lows for the moment that is encouraging. So to that end, where the US is concerned, we saw the release of the US manufacturing numbers that are released by the Institute of Supply Management. That measure was 41.5 in April. It recovered to 43.1 in May. So it's as long as those incremental improvements continue over the course of the coming months, that will be a positive for the markets. But that is obviously the big reckoning point there. Whether or not that recovery from the lows in the recent months will continue with similar momentum, or whether or not they will peter out and remain flat, that would be an unwelcome outcome. We also saw a significant improvement in the Canadian manufacturing numbers as well. For example, that measure went from 33 to 40.6. So that is a sizable improvement from the record lows that we saw in earlier months. So at the close of the US session, we had the NASDAQ leading the improvements. It was up by about 0.2%. Interestingly enough, that index is now only 2% away from record highs. Standard and the S&P 500 was up by around 0.4%. In terms of the civil unrest that we're seeing in the United States at the moment, it is obviously a great tragedy to see this type of event unfold in terms of what it means at a human level. The impact on the markets has been noted in a couple of areas. Courier services, for example, like UPS and FedEx, are lower. These organizations have instructed their delivery drivers to be extremely cautious and to abandon their delivery agendas in the event that they are at personal risk. So both of those shares ended modestly lower. Target is actually an organization that is based in Minneapolis, where this violence took root initially. It has said that it'd be closing stores and shortening hours. It operates around 200 stores across the country. That stock was down by around 2%. And what we tend to see in the United States in times like this is that US citizens have a very strong fondness for purchasing weapons. So to that end, organizations that specialize in those types of products, American Outdoor Brands, which was previously known as Smith & Wesson, the gun maker, that stock was up by around 9%. Sturm and Ruger was up by around 10% as well. Interestingly enough, in the last month, we have seen background checks from the FBI in relation to gun purchases rise by 30% compared to the same time last year. So that also has a relationship with the COVID-19 epidemic as well. But in broad terms, airlines, cruise lines, hotel stocks, casino operators, they are the types of organizations that continue to improve incrementally. Nevada is set to open its casinos in the days ahead, so that will provide a fillip for things. On the local front today, we saw oil prices ease a little bit compared to the last day. We had West Texas Intermediate crude oil flat, but that we have seen iron ore prices ease a little bit, but important to note that the underlying fundamentals for steel prices remain quite positive. They're actually at their highest levels in 5 months in China. So that is important, but still worth noting that the consumption of steel is well down in the bigger picture, but there is an incremental improvement. The important thing to understand at the moment when it comes to iron ore is the supply dynamic out of Brazil is being constrained because of the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on iron ore production. Vale has spoken about that over the course of the last couple of days. So that's what's supporting iron ore prices at around that $100 mark at the moment. And the event of the day locally will be the RBA's decision on interest rates. They're expected to leave rates on hold. There's some discussion about them cutting rates from 0.25%. They are more focused on yield curve control or quantitative easing, as they've said on more than one occasion in the past. You'll have a lot of discussion today about negative interest rates. That is one of the headlines of the day. But again, the RBA governor has been quite firm in relation to what negative interest rates actually mean for the Australian economy and how they are a net negative. And that for the moment, there's no reason to see the central bank departing from what they've been quite vocal about in recent times in relation to keeping interest rates low, and also their positivity, you'd have to say, under the circumstances in terms of the way the Australian economy is tending to recover at the moment. The Aussie dollar is doing quite nicely. It's trading around 68 US cents.